No matter what you may have heard a year ago, today is officially the start of the new millennium. The changeover from 1999 to 2000 may have seemed more dramatic, but to astronomers and others interested in accurate timekeeping, last year was just a curiosity. To forestall any confusion that might erupt in the year 2999, NPR's Joe Palca has prepared this report about when a millennium is really a millennium.
Now listen, here's the deal. The Random House Unabridged Dictionary defines millennium as a period of 1,000 years. Astronomer Jeff Chester doesn't dispute that.
There is no doubt that last year marked the beginning of a millennium.
Chester answers calendar questions for the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington.
Because you can arbitrarily pick any point in a timeline and then 1,000 years from that point say, okay, we're starting another millennium.
That's what a lot of people did in 1999, and Chester doesn't have a problem with that.
We had this great odometer effect last year where we had 4 digits in the calendar rolling over. That was something which was, I think, well worth celebrating. That doesn't happen very often. The last time it happened was 1,000 years ago, and before that, the calendar only had 3 digits.
But, says Chester, the calendar in wide use today is the Gregorian calendar, developed in the 6th century by the scholar Dionysius Exiguus. And probably because the concept for zero hadn't been discovered, Dionysius's calendar began on January 1 in the year 1.
If you sit there and think about it, you don't go through year 1 until year 2 begins. You're not through 10 years until year 11 begins. You're not through 2,000 years until 2001 begins. So 2001 is the actual beginning of the third millennium of this particular calendar system.
By the same logic, today is the beginning of the 21st century of our chosen calendar system. And if you don't like this calendar, you don't have to worry about any of this millennium hoo-ha. There are plenty of other calendars that won't have this silly millennium problem for some time. For example, says Chester, it's the year 7509 of the Byzantine calendar.
5761 of the Jewish calendar, 2753 of the Roman calendar, 1922 of the Indian calendar, 1717 of the Diocletian calendar, and 1421 of the Islamic calendar.
That should give you some options. For some reason, people get very agitated about this new millennium business. Last year, fierce fights, mostly verbal, broke out between those who insisted 2000 had to be the start of the new millennium and their smug opponents who asserted it wasn't. Editorial pages were filled with angry letters on the topic in December of 1999. But this calendar angst is nothing new. The editors of the Times of London felt obliged to write this editorial on December 26th, 1799.
We have uniformly rejected all letters and declined all discussion upon the question of when the present century ends, as it is one of the most absurd that can engage the public attention. And we are astonished to find it has been the subject of so much dispute, since it appears plain. The present century will not terminate until January the 1st, 1801, unless it can be made out that 99 are 100. It is a silly, childish discussion, and only exposes the want of brains of those who maintain a contrary opinion to that we have stated.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
For some people, 2001 is not just a year,